Oh, there you are. I take it the sedatives have worn off. You'll probably continue feeling a little groggy, but that's not necessarily the sedatives. That's our, performance enhancers. Anyway, welcome to the lab, sweetheart. Oh, God, you're so hard. The tumescence readout says you're even harder when you're awake. Just look at how aroused you are. You're throbbing in my gloves. I'm sorry. We haven't had much of an introduction. Usually I'd consider that unforgivably rude on my part. Then again, when I've already spent hours stripping you down, strapping you to the table, and measuring the volume of your pre-cum, well, I can hardly be blamed for feeling like we've already met. I'm B. And you're in the Nocturnal Dynamics Lab. Ostensibly, we study the link between rest, health, and sexual wellness. But that's not exactly why you've been brought in. Wait a second. Are you experiencing another involuntary throb? I can feel your cock twitching again. Please continue. I need to collect every sample. There you go. Let it throb and leak into my hands. I know I'm a stranger, and you're probably pretty embarrassed. But I need you to focus on just giving me the pre-cum. That sexy pearl leaking out of the tip of your dick. There it is. Got it. From now on, whenever you feel yourself twitching like that, you need to tell me. That way I don't confuse it for any of your other involuntary movements. Like the way you're thrusting your hips. Oh, your cute little whimpers. Just say, ma'am, I'm throbbing in your hands. Can you do that for me? Not if you can. Good boy. Oh, you are being such a good boy for me. It is absolutely vital that I collect as much pre-cum as possible for sample comparison. Think of this like doctors milking the venom out of snakes. Except it's me, your sexy nurse, milking the pre-cum out of your snake. And even though you technically haven't orgasmed yet, you would be really shocked at how much cum you've already leaked into my hands. Oh, especially while you were sleeping. Such a naughty boy. For any other nurse at any other hospital, Stimulating a patient this long is reckless. It would be a violation worthy of termination. But not at the Nocturnal Dynamics Lab. I am so lucky to work here. There's almost no restriction for how long I'm allowed to edge you. As long as you're producing pre-cum, then I can keep playing with you. Isn't that lovely? Because of the permission form signed by your dom, I'm also allowed a great deal of latitude for how I choose to stimulate you. In fact, the box she filled out about extracting your pre-cum, your dom wrote, "by any means necessary," in the margins. You have such a generous mistress. Sending you to a lab to be milked indefinitely. Furthering the cause of science. Such a generous dom. I should take notes. If you were my sub, I might have just flogged you and had you lick my boots. But this, being made to produce pre-cum until your eyes are rolling back and your head is swimming. Oh, it must be so hard. Not being allowed to spray my chest and my face with your cream. Oh, but we can't do that now, can we? Even if you're unable to stop oozing pre-cum all over my knuckles and down my wrist. Even if this is driving you absolutely wild, and you can't stop whimpering and wiggling for me, you're not allowed to come. Not until we've collected as much as possible. I'm just gonna keep twisting your cock and squeezing your balls. Lubricating this needy erection forever and ever. Literally until I've milked everything from you. Until your balls are dry and your cock is aching. You feel like you're going mad. Only then, after filling several sample containers, and after you've oozed pre-cum down to my elbows, maybe then you'll be allowed to come for your nurse. Or maybe on your nurse. How about in your nurse? Until then, lay back and relax. And try not to lose your mind. As a qualified professional, I can keep this up almost indefinitely. I'm as expert at milking boys as anyone can get. That means I know a lot of different advanced techniques to keep you hard and throbbing in my hands. And leaking out that sweet, sweet pre-cum. Oh, you are being such a good boy. Giving me another lovely little pearl. Such a good boy. See? We could do this forever. Oh, sweetheart. Your pre-cum tastes so good. But it's not for me. As much as I want it to be. Okay, maybe just a little. Okay.